Welcome to the Jeff Blumenkranz Songbook Podcast, bonus episode one.
Yay!
I'm here with Rebecca Luker. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Jeff.
And I have a policy with my podcast where no one does it twice, because I would just have my same favorite people, like Rebecca Luker, back over and over again. But I'm making an exception for one of my favorite people, Rebecca Luker, for two reasons. The first reason is Rebecca was my guinea pig first podcast guest star. And I hadn't quite ironed out the sound. I mean, we got pretty good sound that day, but I wanted to get you on here with, like, you know, the better sound situation, because you have such a great voice.
Oh, bless you.
Also, the other reason is this is a song that's not in the songbook, but it was written specifically for you, for that engagement you did. And mm-hmm. I really wanted to share it with the listeners of this podcast. So
great.
That is why Rebecca Luker had to come back for a second performance.
Yeah, so happy to be on the bonus episode.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
So let's talk about the song.
Okay.
Rebecca was doing a 1 week, it was like a four-night engagement at Feinstein's at the Regency in December, this past December. And her friend and previous collaborator, shall we say, Beth Blatt.
Right.
Did you work on anything other than the Mistress Cycle?
I've just done a couple of her songs, hers and Jenny Gearing's and other people's songs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Beth and Jenny Gearing wrote the Mistress Cycle, which I've talked about 100 times on here. I can't seem to stop talking about it because I love it and because Sally was on. Anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful musical that Rebecca had appeared in some productions of. Mm-hmm. And so Beth knew Rebecca and knew me, and she thought, I have this idea for a song for Rebecca's Feinstein's show. Would you like to write it with me? And she shared the idea with me, and I was like, yes, sign me up.
Yay.
So we wrote this song called Lovely Lies that Rebecca, thank God, actually thought was good enough to include in the act. And
immediately I thought that.
Well, we love it on you. I mean, it was written for you. Yeah, so
it's a great, great, great tune. Great song.
Thanks. And those of you who like it and want to hear more of Rebecca and hear her sing the song live again are going to get to hear it when she has her what would you call it? Return engagement.
At Feinstein's. Yeah. May 9th through 20th. There's two shows, maybe even on Wednesday and Saturday, although we're still trying to iron that out.
That's so Broadway.
But isn't it? It's just crazy.
Do you mean two night shows or a matinee?
Two night shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like 8 and 11, something crazy like that.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, Rebecca
I'd
was...
I'd rather not.
Rebecca is just tireless. She was last Monday at... She did my Birdland show that started at 7. She sang a couple of songs at like 7:15, and then she got uptown for an 8 o'clock show at Symphony Space. So you are amazing.
I like a challenge. No, please. It's 'cause of you.
Oh, thanks. Shall we do the song?
Let's sing.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Are you done, Mama? Have you said your piece? It's the same old question, regular as Daddy's digestion. When will you give me some grandkids? Now, don't get all huffy, I know you care. And by the way, I like your hair. And breakfast was great. Sit down, Mama. The dishes can wait. It's time for us Southern Belles to talk straight. In the South, you're raised on a mountain of grits and a whole mess of pecan pie. No, I don't want no pecan pie. In the South, you're raised on heaps of hymns, hollered up to the sky. Sing your way out of sin, or at least you try. Where mothers keep pretending not to know, their respectable husbands are getting drunk in the cellar down below. Pursed lips and sideways glances and glazed over eyes, and a lot of lovely lies. In the church, you're raised full of fear of a Lord who sends sinners to burn in hell. Wear a tube top, you go to hell. In the church, you're taught that desire's a word you don't even dare to spell. Look at Eve, she gave in to desire and paradise fell. A boy and girl pray the Lord will bless their date. Then the next thing you know, that boy is trying to bust through her personal pearly gate. It's a wrestling match, a hand job, then a burger, Coke, and fries. What a load of lovely lies. I had to get out of here. I couldn't breathe, couldn't wait to be up north, where it's okay to say hand job, okay to wear jeans and drink gin and live in sin. In the South, girls are taught we are put on this earth to be fruitful and multiply. It's our duty to multiply. In my heart, I know I'm not meant to have kids. Mama, I can't explain why. It's something I've known since I was yay high. I know what you're thinking. Once you feel that life growing, till you felt it inside you, there's no way of knowing. Well, Mama, I felt it. And Mama, I knew what I had to do. I wanna know you, and I want you to know me, 'cause I'm looking forward to many more years of your company, and long talks across a mountain of grits, and a whole mess of pecan pie, and one less lovely lie, at least one less lovely.
Rebecca, that was flawless as ever.
Well, you know, I go into a trance when Bloomy, as I call him, plays for me. And I mean, I was just telling him it's different every time we do it. And it was, again, it was different. It's like it has a life. It has its own sort of feeling every time, you know, different feeling.
Well, that's what I yeah. love, that it's, you know, it's kind of talky and it's very much a conversation. And
yeah.
somebody who heard you sing it said that, you know, your mother as a character is so much a presence in the song.
Oh, good. I'm glad it comes across.
It's the way you perform it too. You're so specific.
And thank you for writing it.
Oh my God. Thank you for singing it.
Yeah. Anytime. I'll do your pod thing anytime.
Oh, thanks. I mean, see, now that I've had you twice, it's like sets a terrible precedent. I mean, I made an exception for you, and people are just going to have to be okay with that.
What have you done?
I know. Is there anything else you want to talk about? I mean, obviously, your Feinstein's coming up in May.
My goodness. Am I doing another? Is this the only song I'm doing there? Now I can't even remember.
Song of Mine, you mean?
Yeah, because I think I'm still staying in the women's lyricist or composer theme.
If you want to sing any Edna, you know.
I could, yeah.
No pressure. Because you do that so well.
Well, you know, every concert I do, I look for a chance to do one of your songs. So, you know, we'll do it. Well, I'll do it one day.
Very honored to be on your list.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by again and for sharing your special song with everybody.
This is a ball. Buy that songbook, you guys.
Oh God, Rebecca, you're so funny. Plugging my
He did
book.
Not tell me to say that.
You did that the last time you were here too.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Well, anyway, you must.
Well, thank you, and thanks again for being here, and thank you all for listening. And this is Jeff and Rebecca saying bye.
Goodbye.